This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As Israel and Hamas began a four-day truce Friday morning, the first batch of 13 Israeli hostages are set to be released from Gaza in the afternoon, according to Qatar, which has helped to coordinate the deal.
According to Egypt, which also served as a mediator in the deal, 200 aid trucks will be allowed into the Hamas-ruled enclave daily, along with deliveries of gas and diesel. Israel is expected to release 150 Palestinian women and minors in jail there during the ceasefire, and has said it would extend the truce by one day for every extra 10 captives freed from Gaza.
Our aim is for this deal to end with a lasting truce.
Meanwhile, Qatar says it hopes the 4 days of exchanges will buy the two sides time to figure out a lasting truce to put an end to the deadly violence.
That's Reuters' Diane Toe. Three young children were among five injured in a knife attack in Dublin on Thursday that sparked riots in the city center, in which police have not yet ruled out any motive over, including whether it could be terror-related.
Later on Thursday, groups of anti-immigration protesters broke through the police barrier at the scene. Some shouted, "Get them out," and the riot spiraled out of control. Hundreds of officers had to be deployed to restore public order. Public transport was suspended, and patients advised not to travel to a nearby maternity hospital unless absolutely necessary. Ireland's justice minister said thugs and criminals were using the knife attack to sow division. Such rioting is almost unprecedented in Dublin. There are no far-right parties or politicians elected to parliament, but small anti-immigrant protests have grown in the last year.
That's Reuters' Ryan Chang reporting. This is VOA News. Three young children were among five injured in a knife attack in Dublin on Thursday, again sparking the riots in the city center. An anti-Islam populace who has surged to a huge election victory in the Netherlands says he is ready to join the next Dutch coalition government.
Later on Thursday,
the double amputee Olympic runner was convicted of a charge comparable to third. The double amputee Olympic runner was convicted of a charge comparable to third-degree murder for the shooting of Reva Steenkamp multiple times in his home in the pre-dawn hours of Valentine's Day in 2013. He turned 37 this week and has been given a second chance at parole after he was wrongly ruled ineligible at a first hearing in March. Serious offenders in South Africa must serve at least half of their sentence to be eligible for parole, which Pistorius has done. The killing happened when Pistorius was at the height of his fame and just months after he had become the first double amputee to compete at the Olympics. And one of sport's most marketable figures, having overcome the amputation of both of his legs below the knee as a baby to run on specially designed carbon fiber blades. A lawyer for Steenkamp's mother said she will not oppose Pistorius's parole. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. is seeing an increase in electric vehicles on the road, but still lags behind other countries.
Venice authorities have rolled out a pilot program to charge day trippers €5 apiece to enter the fragile lagoon city on peak weekends next year. The aim is to reduce crowds, encourage longer visits, and improve the quality of life for residents. The rollout of the tourist, quote, contribution came after Venice narrowly escaped being placed on the UNESCO danger list earlier this year because of the threat that over-tourism was having on its delicate ecosystem. Member states cited the proposed new entry fee in deciding to spare Venice from the list. Venice Mayor Luigi Brugnaro says the contribution is a first-of-its-kind experiment in regulating tourist flows in one of the world's most visited places. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
An inexperienced politician and heir to a fortune built on the banana trade has been sworn in as Ecuador's president. Daniel Noboa took on the job on Thursday during a ceremony in the South American country's capital. Ecuadorians are looking to him to restore the public safety that drug cartels and other criminal organizations have stolen. His term will run only through May 2025, which is what remains of former President Guillermo Lasso's tenure. Lasso cut his term short when he dissolved the National Assembly in May. I'm Tommy McNeil.